From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama will attend the Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen next week. He'll commit the U.S. to reducing its production of greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Aides say President Obama will speak at the Copenhagen conference on December 9th, one day before claiming his Nobel Peace Prize in nearby Oslo. Mr. Obama's attendance is designed to give positive momentum to international climate talks. Leaders are hoping to arrive at a tentative agreement in Copenhagen on limiting greenhouse gases that could serve as a stepping stone to a legally binding treaty in the future. As part of that effort, Mr. Obama will commit the U.S. to reduce emissions by something on the order of 17% below 2005 levels over the next decade. That's in line with reductions in a House-passed climate bill. The Senate is still considering its own climate legislation. White House advisors said earlier this week America's failure to pass a climate bill before the Copenhagen conference should not be blamed for the slow progress of international talks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Mr. Obama plans to unveil his strategy for Afghanistan next week. He'll give an evening address from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The White House says he will first brief members of Congress. The president's senior military commander in Afghanistan is requesting tens of thousands of U.S. troops be sent there, and the president is widely expected to agree to some of the request. The Commerce Department says that sales of new homes in the United States rose last month, up 6% from September, to the highest level in a year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New home sales did rise, but these monthly numbers jump around a lot. So many economists don't get too excited about this new home sales number. But there is another data point in the report that's watched very closely.
The most encouraging item in the report is the inventory number.
Pat Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight. He says the number of homes sitting on the market unsold, the inventory, has been falling for 30 straight months now. That's good because it means that there's no longer a glut of new homes.
The number of unsold homes that builders are holding fell to its lowest level since 1971. That's really good news because it tells us that housing starts are going to continue growing going forward.
In other words, even with sales at very low levels historically, it's likely that more new homes are going to have to get built, and that would help create jobs and give a boost to the entire economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The government says factories got fewer orders for expensive goods last month. The Commerce Department says durable goods orders dropped 0.6%. Durable goods are long-lasting and more costly, and they include cars and refrigerators. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 37 points. It's currently at 10,471. The NASDAQ is up 7 points. It's at 2176. The S&P 500 is currently up 4 points. You're listening to NPR. The head of the Taliban in Afghanistan has issued a message. That message, reportedly from Mullah Omar, tells Afghans to break with the new government of President Hamid Karzai. The message claims the Afghan people will not cooperate with anyone who helps keep foreign troops in their country. Mullah Omar has not been seen in years. Some believe he may be hiding in neighboring Pakistan. The world's largest automaker, Toyota, says it will replace accelerator pedals on millions of recalled vehicles in the U.S. The safety move was announced by the world's largest automaker and the Transportation Department. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
Toyota says it'll be making the fix on nearly 4 million vehicles. At issue, gas pedals becoming jammed in the floor mat. The temporary fix will be having dealers shorten the length of the pedal currently on the vehicle, and by next April, Toyota will begin replacing those with new gas pedals. The massive recall was first announced in September. It was Toyota's largest in the U.S. and included the Camry, Prius, and Avalon. Yesterday, Toyota announced the recall of 110,000 Tundra pickups, model years 2000 through 2003. The problem with those is excessive rust on the frame. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The space shuttle Atlantis has begun its trip home. The shuttle undocked from the International Space Station early today. It's scheduled to return to Florida on Friday. The Atlantis delivered tons of spare parts and equipment to the station, and it's bringing home astronaut Nicole Stott. She has completed a 3-month rotation aboard the station. During the mission, Atlantis astronauts also performed 3 spacewalks to help install station equipment. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.